Federal Chief Information Officer Stephen Van Roeckel putting a new shine on some longstanding priorities. He's promoting a new sense of team across the government, from acquisition to sharing specific expertise to a one-door policy for citizens to interact with the government. He talked about his priorities for the first time since becoming federal CIO last night in Silicon Valley. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller listening to the speech and here now to talk about those priorities. Jason, how is Steve Van Roeckel putting a new shine on some things that have been around for a fair amount of time?
Well, one thing he's doing is he's really spending some time looking at specific areas that, for instance, we've talked about over and over again. Let me just give you an example. He wants to put out something called a share first policy, and you're going to hear this as a theme throughout his entire speech and his entire, you know, tenure as the federal CIO. You know, something first. And the share first policy, the idea that agencies should buy once, use many times, something that Mark Forman back in the day, you know, under the Bush administration, he kind of coined that phrase in many ways. Don't pave over the cow paths. Don't do what agencies have already learned from doing. So that share first policy is the first part of it. Another thing he's bringing up is the idea of tiger teams. Again, not something new. The idea of take people with specific expertise, people with success in maybe project management or developing requirements for a certain type of system, and have them go from agency to agency to really try to help those agencies improve upon whatever they're doing. He's also looking at what they call vendor management and investment review boards. Now, most agencies already have investment review boards, but he's adding this other piece to it called vendor management office, which will look at contractors. Are they qualified to do work with the agency? Are contractors who are already doing work with the agency, are they meeting their goals? And if not, why? What's the problem? And, well, maybe then something needs to change. And now all of this is all going to fit into what he's calling the Future First Initiative. Now this, he says, will jumpstart the government's adoption of new technologies, and he envisions setting up principles like XML first, web services first, virtualize first, and other first, to really give the government kind of a standard approach to the way they're going to develop systems. This is not to say we're going to only use one type of software, one type of hardware, but a set of, again, standards, common ways to go forward, you know, using agile development ideas. Van Roeckel is asking for help as well. Right now, he set up a Future First email address, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com. Later on, he wants to turn that into a crowdsourcing platform to pull ideas not just from the government, but from, you know, smart people all over the world. And that's one of the reasons he was in Silicon Valley last night.
How are some of these initiatives, though, different than what Vivek Kundra did as federal CIO? A lot of them sound like they're at least working on kind of a similar basis.
Absolutely. And in fact, they are. I think the biggest difference is he's really, and this is what we saw in the speech last night, which was co-sponsored by Tech America, was the idea that he's putting some really specific ideas to create the change that this administration wants. They're still looking at, you know, maximizing the return on investment, for instance, around IT, improving citizen and business interaction with the government. They're still trying to close what they call a productivity gap by the government. And of course, he was very big on mentioning cybersecurity, which we may talk about a little later, but that was a big step forward, that his first major speech put cyber right up there as with his other priorities. Let me give you an example of some of those specifics that he's trying to get into. Mobile computing. Francis, you and I were at the Executive Leadership Conference earlier in the week, big tracks on mobile computing. What he's doing, he says, listen, the government doesn't have a mobile strategy, but it's top of his mind. We have to scale efficiencies, look at device capabilities, and solve some of the problems and create some opportunities for us. He used this one example as in the White House, they have a program, Bring Your Own iPad to the Office. It runs a Citrix client, has virtualized desktop, which all that fancy means, it keeps all the data on the back end. So if you lose your iPad, you don't lose any data. You don't put any risk to the White House. Now, there's other things he's doing. For instance, he's looking at duplication across government, something that the GAO put a report out over the summer. Senator Tom Coburn's been a big push driving to have agencies cut back on all these redundant programs. But he's saying, listen, I've talked to the budget examiners. I've gone to the Hill and talked to the appropriators and said, listen, I am here. If you see duplication, let me know, and I will call foul on those agencies. He wants to be, you know, the referee. Same thing with modular contracting and agile development, this idea of taking these big systems that have failed over the years and breaking them down in smaller chunks. Again, he's not so much that this is new, but so much he's putting a finer point on these details.
The cybersecurity issue that you mentioned there is interesting because some of the buzz that we hear in the community is that OMB's kind of passed the buck. They've kind of sent it over to DHS and said, you deal with this and you work with Howard Schmidt, the cyber coordinator at the White House, and you guys do this and we're just going to do other things.
And I think that's been one big criticism of this administration is the idea of OMB used to be the center point, the one that can really pressure agencies to fix cybersecurity. They've now passed that to DHS, and DHS has done a pretty good job from what I've heard, but at the same time, they don't garner the same respect as OMB. So I thought it was very interesting that Steve Van Roekel, in his speech last night, was really clear about cybersecurity. He says, listen, just because you have innovation doesn't mean you don't have cybersecurity, and just because you have security doesn't mean you can't have innovation. They're not separate tracks, but actually they complement each other, and in fact, he says security becomes better with innovation. If you look around cloud computing, he believes you get better security from cloud computing. He also brought up the FedRAMP requirements, which is the idea of securing cloud computing services that vendors will go through a process that they get approved by GSA. And basically what he said is FedRAMP, he offered 2 points. He believes the secret sauce in FedRAMP was vendors will be required to go through cloud services to get their cloud services used by agencies. And second, once continuous monitoring starts up, DHS will be monitoring those cloud footprints. So vendors who sign up for FedRAMP must adhere to the continuous monitoring and let DHS look at their systems, which is a big, big step. And this is, I think, the first time we've really heard about how cybersecurity is going to fit in with the cloud and some more details about FedRAMP.
All right. So you've already got more about this speech on federalnewsradio.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.